Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, Mick Price and Mick Kent Jr. have been very busy up on the Gold Coast. They've bought a number of lots so far, and they've also got a big weekend of racing all around Australia. It's always great to have a chat to Mick, who's been for a surf this morning already and a run and a swim. How are you, Mick?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Yeah, very well. We're a bit jealous, really. We should be up on the Gold Coast, but we have to live vicariously through the deeds of people like yourself. How is it up there?
Oh, mate, it's good. It's beautiful weather, plenty of people up here, and you walk into the sales, and it's a very, very buoyant little economy up here in what we do anyway.
We played yesterday a grab from yourself after day one, saying that you can't believe that every 5 minutes there's a three-bedroom house that comes through the ring, and the strength of the sales.
Yeah, well, I think that's because of our industry and the value of colts that become stallions. I mean, we just had a rough count at dinner the other night of like stallion syndicate type colts. Looking for colts, there were seven of them, and you can reduce the catalogue down onto the right type of colt fairly quickly. So it creates a pretty big demand for the right colt, as you can see, when you're paying a million, 600, 700, 800, 500, or whatever. Everyone wants a colt, and that's where, the right race, a Blue Diamond, a Slipper, a Coolmore, even Caulfield Guineas, that sort of thing. The studs have got to recapitalise on their colts all the time, don't they? So I think that's where some huge value goes, and there's some beautiful fillies up here. So it's a really good sale, actually. I think I had the longest short list I've had for a long time when we did all the horses and second looks and everything. So it is very much a quality sale, but there's some quality bucks here too.
To the man in the street and those who listen on RSN, the numbers are just mind-boggling. With those heady prices, you've trained a lot of stallions, made a lot of stallions. What's the percentage, like, from the money that's getting spent and the lottery tickets that are bought to actually hitting the jackpot?
I don't know. People in this game, they're successful business people, and they're not successful business people because they're not used to taking risk. They take risk, they love risk, they need risk in their lives, you know what I mean? So it doesn't really matter about the percentages. It's the challenge and the game they play and the amount of involvement and adrenaline in life, and it's their choice. And I just find a lot of, people that own their own horses in this industry, that's the sort of personality they've got. So I don't know, if you want to measure things in terms of risk, you're probably working in a bank, not in racing. But there's also the part where we buy lots of horses and syndicate them to the just the average sort of guy that enjoys the involvement in racing. You've also got to remember, in New South Wales and Victoria alone, we're over, it's $550 million in prize money or something, So, it's a great industry and people get involved, and I don't think we need to sort of measure things in terms of risk as such. They dive in and take a ticket and enjoy it.
The horses you've bought, and I think you've bought maybe around about 10 at the moment, and they've all been reasonably affordable compared to those heady prices that we're seeing for the top lots. The cheapest you bought's an $80,000, the most expensive you bought's just over $500,000 for an I'm Invincible. So is that the bracket that you usually try to work in?
Yeah, it's about that. I've had a bit of a tally this morning, and we're training horses to the value of $4 million out of this sale, and I probably owe 1.3 on that. But, Seamus Mills is up here, bought some beautiful fillies for Heath and Anthony, the Odium guys. They bought some beautiful I'm Invincible fillies. These are guys that love the game. They got their families involved. They keep reinvesting. And so it goes. I can't go there and, I think as a trainer you need to have a feel for the strength of your own buying bench. I'm always buy enough and take enough risk so that I worry about it, but I don't worry too much about it, So sitting here now owing about 1.3, Probably been in better situations.
Well, of what's owing, for the RSN listeners out there, who's the one that someone out there on the listening might be saying, gee, I might have a little share. Who is the one that they should be buying into with you?
Look, it depends on price point and what suits people to invest, Michael. But we'll put most of our purchases up. Hopefully they go up on the website today or tomorrow. I've got a few here that I really like that I'm waiting on people to give me a decision whether they take the whole lot or half, or we do syndicates together. We've got more horses to buy today. So I'll put up there on the website, and I can assure you that whatever is up on the website has passed all the criteria, the scopes, the x-rays, the physical inspections, you know, we've had two or three looks, you know, information from the farm. So they're the best that we think we can buy for value, and there'll be some nice horses there for sure.
Well, you might end up with a Parlophone, because we're looking forward to seeing her back in action at Flemington on Saturday. And she's a filly with a lot of ability. And that form line, just three lengths behind September Run, certainly looks pretty good now. How has she come back?
Good. Yeah, she's had two good trials, and she's behaving herself. I mean, Jamie Carr rides with 58 kilos, point being there that you get a big saddle. You know, a couple of times when she's, as you know, her behaviour out of the gate, been a bit delinquent. You know, she wants to be, put her head down and have a buck and get out the back and have a play around and do everything apart from race. So I think with a bigger saddle, she goes good for Jamie. And plus, I hope that thing, that's like a thing of the past for her. But look, she's going really well. She's got a big finish on her. I think she's improved physically from last preparation. And if she does everything right and concentrates, I think she'll be hard to beat in that race. Nice race for her, and it sort of sets her up to running some of the better stakes races in the autumn over 1,200 metres for fillies.
I was going to say, where do you think she'll end up?
Yeah, well, those races are coming up in February, you know, the nice sprint races for fillies, so that is the one. I don't think I need to go past 1,200 metres with her. I don't think she's that sort of filly. But, you know, I just hope she behaves and does everything right, like a professional racehorse, and if that's the case, I'm sure she'll enjoy Jamie riding her and finish off the last 300 or 400 metres, and I think she'll be right in the money.
You've got a couple going around in the 2,000 metre race, Swift Shore and Alloway. Swift Shore's the favourite in the market. Do you have it on top of the two?
Look, Swift Shore would have a better turn of foot than Alloway. Alloway is a staying type of horse that we're... that he's on the way up. But, yeah, look, if I worked the two horses together, Swift Shore would probably have a bit of better turn of foot than Alloway. But, look, they're both getting to 2,000 metres, and they'll both be competitive, you know. I don't think I could say either of them are going to go bang. But, anyway, they'll both be competitive. They're both nice, sound, three-year-old geldings.
And you've got Mr. Meter in race number 8, who steps up to the 2,000 as well and has been racing in good, consistent form.
Yeah, she's good. I mean, she tackles a lot harder race here, but, you know, benchmark 78's about her. There's some nice horses in this race, actually, so I think it's a bit of a tough job for her. She's probably better suited once she gets to 2,100 metre stand down mares and those type of more restricted races. She'll run well, but a bit of a test for her, I would say, against some of these.
And Friday night, Sophia chased home the star Ayrton from your stable. Can she win Friday night? It looks a nice little race.
Look, she's going really well. She's probably looking for that distance now. And, yeah, really happy with her. I thought she might have finished a bit closer the other day. I know Ayrton did, but I thought she might have chased up a bit harder and ran a bit better there. So, but look, she'll be competitive. You know, she's a nice enough filly for sure.
And how is Ayrton? Where do we see him again?
He just went straight to the paddock. He did a good job. And we will just have a think about him next time in what we do with him. I just probably need to feel my way with him, get him back into work and feel my way with him, and set him up, you know, for, not sure... Yeah, I'm not sure what we do with him. I probably just need to work with him a bit and have a look at him. That horse yesterday was good. I'm thunderstruck.
Very good. Gee, it didn't look like it was going to get there with all the a bit wayward in the straight, but, geez, a lot of talent there. What are you going to do with it?
Well, obviously I'm not there, but they tell me, the boys tell me that it pulled up well. Those Kiwi horses, I think you've got to make them a bit. I don't think you should just get them and, like we spell them when we get them from New Zealand and just put a bit of weight on them and just train them up. So he's in that spot there, but I'm a bit reluctant to just go bang, bang, bang and run him through his grades at his first prep. I think they appreciate just a light prep and then a spell and then make him a bit better. But, look, the win was better than the grade of horse he beat yesterday. I was speaking to Michael D, and he said a couple of things. He said the lead is kicked. He said I was in a bad spot because it was a sit-and-sprint race. So for him to be green, nothing wrong with the action, but he's just green. So for him to be green and hang in, it was a good effort to pick him up. And then he said, through the line, he went another half mile, which I didn't see. But he said he was so strong through the line, it took me ages to pull him up. So I think he's a really nice horse going forward. But, yeah, just need to be a bit careful with him, and he'll repay us.
Yeah, well, he's by shocking. So to show that turn of foot over 1,200 and then that strength, what's your gut feel about his best distance?
Look, there's no doubt. He's a chunky, medium-sized type horse. He doesn't appear like a big, shocking one in Melbourne Cup. But that horse never came into the stable like, big, lengthy, long-staying type horse. He does have a turn of foot. If he had a preparation in front of him, I'd be going 14-16. But I'm just not sure what is there with that horse at the moment until I get home and have a look at him, a proper look at him and make a decision on him. But he's certainly a nice horse to follow for sure.
No doubt about that. Have you got one today for the listeners at Ararat?
Oh, no. I would think probably the next horse I'd be looking forward to seeing run really well would be Parlophone, I'd say.
All right. Sounds like a good tip. Mick, good luck with the remainder of the sales. Oh, I should ask you about you got one in Sydney, Terrace House, as well?
Yeah, look, he's going really well. I'm actually, I haven't spoken to the Dynamic boys about what race they were thinking there, but look, the horse is going great. He's good wet track, and I put the blinkers back on him. Kay McAvoy got off him the other day. We took the blinkers off because he went in an apprentice's race and just got posted wide and pulled a little bit, but I actually think he's a blinker horse, so he put the blinkers on. McAvoy got off and said he could do it with a set of blinkers, so we took them off, and now they're going back on. But wet track, it'd be hard to beat. And dry track, he'd be in the money anyway. He's done really well, that horse.
And you've got our Playboy that also goes around in the three-odd Magic Millions. What's happened to his two runs in Queensland?
Shocking. No excuses. Wouldn't chase, wouldn't get on the bridle. He's in beautiful condition up here. Works good and races like a colt that needs to be gelded.
Well, there'll be a few of those types on the Gold Coast at the moment, so best of luck with him on Saturday.
Yes, Michael.
Enjoy the rest of the week, Mick.
See you, mate.